Well, we're very disappointed that we had to commence the work drill today. We had hoped that by giving an extension for the proposal from management to give them every opportunity to put proper arrangements in place, that there would be real change on the ground. But unfortunately, that has not happened. And what was proposed did not give staff the reassurances that we needed. And it was basically continuing to put the burden of managerial responsibilities out of ours on staff nurses rather than coming up with a proper solution. So yeah, we're quite disappointed, and it's not something that we would like to be engaging in today, but unfortunately we've been left with no other choice.
And is the work to rule set to continue indefinitely until a solution's reached?
Yes, well, I mean, the biggest issue for our members, for the staff nurses, is that we're being left to deal with staffing problems and staff are doing normal management out of hours. And despite us raising these concerns through ourselves and through the union, we're continually being responsible to secure cover at short notice. So, I mean, the responsibility should not sit with frontline nurses, and we're there to provide the care for residents. And we had thought that, you know, the extension would, you know, provide a reasonable proposal, but unfortunately it didn't. So, I mean, we are always willing to engage with senior management in regards to this, but, I mean, we really need something substantial to be brought forward. We want to feel safe, and we want to properly support our residents, but we feel that we have no other option but to proceed with the work to rule at this time.
In a piece that I did there with your colleague, Colin Porter, he really wanted to emphasise the fact that this is about maximising the care that you are able to provide. And in the work to rule, the care is not being compromised whatsoever.
No, I want to assure our residents, our service users and the families of our residents service, that their care is paramount to all nurses in our Green Court. And we will continue to provide the highest quality care. Their care will not be compromised. But, you know, I know that the families and our service users know that the reason we are doing this is to provide a better service so that, you know, this unreasonable burden is not being placed on frontline nursing staff when we have already a significant workload, and that it's creating unnecessary stress for those who... We should be focusing on delivering a high quality care to our residents, and that's what we believe we can do if the proper out of hours governance is put in place on site.